The feast that we celebrate today, which is largely ignored by many, unless, of course, they look at the bulletin, which has it, is a feast of great importance. It is a feast of Saint Joachim, which name means God will judge. Saint Joachim is the father of the Blessed Virgin Mary. His feast originally was on March the 20th, but the church decided to move it next to the Assumption in order to keep them as close together as possible. And of course, in the Pauline Rite, they have stuck him on July the 26th with Saint Anne. But this is his rightful feast. And of course, the fathers of the church, in speaking about him, say, quote the Gospels, "By your seed you shall be known." And who is the seed of Joachim? Joachim's seed is none other than the Immaculate Conception, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So by his seed, indeed, we do know him. He was a very holy man, along with his wife, Saint Anne, which name means grace. And they, for some reason, were not able to have children. Now, a lot of times we think God is punishing us, or why is God doing this? Some people get angry at God, and so forth. There's a new book that is very, very good, and I'm giving it to some of my closest spiritual children. It's called How to Avoid Evil Thoughts. And there are many, many chapters in this. And one of the chapters says, for people who get angry at God. And of course, to get angry at God, ultimately, is a sin, a very serious sin. And asking God, why are you letting this happen? And of course, there are many things that we do not understand. Saint Joachim and Saint Anne could have been angry, like the epistle said, who could have sinned but did not sin. Instead, they offered everything up because they expected the Messiah to come soon, and they offered it up for the coming of the Messiah. Little did they know that they would be the grandparents, the only grandparents of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other, there's no father of earthly kind. The only father is God Almighty. And so, they are the only grandparents of our Lord Jesus Christ. So today is a day that is a special day for grandfathers. It's Happy Grandfather's Day, Saint Joachim. Another version of his name in Hebrew is Jehoiakim, but we're not Hebrew, so we'll keep it English. Another saint that is celebrated today, but it's not in the Missal, but we can insert it because any saint that is canonized can be inserted into the Missal, and so we do, is the patron saint of one of our acolytes here today, Rauch. Of course, that's not really his name. His name is William, so it's not really his feast day, so he won't get any presents from me. Not even the book about avoiding evil thoughts. But anyway, Saint Rauch of Montpellier. Montpellier is the area of France where Our Lady of La Salette appeared. So, you know, there are connections. And of course, Brother Jake is going to the priory and to the school of Our Lady of La Salette in Illinois. And so that too is important. La Salette predicted everything that's going on in the church today. Everything. In Rome, in the Vatican, and all over the world. And so we do need to read her messages and her warnings, and the warning of chastisement and punishment that is coming. But anyway, Saint Rauch was born at the end of the 13th century in Montpellier, and very soon after he became a young man, he went about as a pilgrim. There's another saint that is particularly akin to him, Saint Joseph Benedict Labre, who is buried and corrupt in Rome. Saint Rauch is famous because he got a wound in his leg, a cancerous wound in his leg, and he prayed to God and God healed it. And after this, he went around and healed many, 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 many sick people. It is said that it was in the hundreds. And there was even a council of bishops who were all getting sick from the plague, and they called, and St. Roch came and prayed over them, and they were all healed. So St. Roch is very, very important for healing. And he died when he was still young, maybe in his 30s or 40s. And of course, he has been regarded as a great patron of those who are sick, especially those who are sick with any kind of cancerous disease. So we pray today to St. Joachim, grandfather of our Lord, and St. Roch of Montpellier, who is a healer of those who are sick and dying. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.